Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. On this week's program, Froome Technical High School hosts debating competition for 10 grade students. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Froome Technical High School started in 1967 as a technical vocational high school. Every student who attends the institution must do at least one technical subject. Some of the options include auto mechanic, plumbing, building technology, agriculture, and others. Academically, Froome has been doing well, with 78% of students passing five or more subjects, including English. Students at the school are also flourishing outside of the classroom, in cultural and sporting events. Debating is another extracurricular activity students participate in. The school reached the round of 16 in the national debating competition in 2015, a fact which both students and teachers are proud of.
They're asking us to think of ways to boost the competition. We want clubs to be better, and by extension, the ease of the school regards the debate. And so we came up with this competition in 2016, so we're in our third year, and it has been very good so far. Every year it gets better.
Teacher and coordinator Crystal Hemmings. The format for the competition is similar to the national debates and is open to all grade 10 students. Each class plays against the other until they have a winner. The objective, celebrating the school's greatest asset, its students.
There were several motions. Some of them that were debated are, this house would set up police posts in schools. That's one of the first matches. This house would allow parents of delinquent students to attend their classes. This house believes that contraceptives should be issued in schools. Motion that was debated on the final day. This house believes that parents should have access to their children's social networking accounts, and that was very well debated.
Teacher and competition coordinator Crystal Hemmings. Students receive prizes based on their performances in the competition, such as Best Male and Female Speaker and Overall Speaker. All participating students receive a certificate at the end of the competition. The internal debating competition has had a huge impact on student performance in English language.
We realized that out of the year that it was English, we realized that there was an issue with expression. That's one of the reasons we started this competition, and it also developed their critical thinking skills, and the students got involved. We wanted them to get involved in the running of school and also to participate in the competition. At the end of the day, students all felt that they enjoyed the competition and they learned. And they moved it to actually help them and also with their personal skills when they're going to the exam, they remember the aspects of what they did when they were in the competition, and it helped them greatly.
Reading specialist and competition coordinator Dekari Dillon. Now let's hear from the winning team, grade 10-0. First up, best male debater Andre Black.
Well, it's a great feeling, going up against other opponents, bringing our talent to the place, you know. It was a great feeling, actually. At times, I feel as if I was in a party, but, you know, I believe in God and I tried to win, so I'm grateful. Well, it was quite fun, you know, forming groups with my classmates, you know, meeting at lunchtime, putting ideas together.
DeAndre Green says she enjoyed participating in the competition, which also expanded her vocabulary.
At one point, it was getting being tired, but in a team like mine, we have individuals who support you. It gets really fun, and with enough determination and support, it was easy.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.